Welcome once again to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 18. I guess we are now legally able to sign up for the Army in the United States. I don't know if we get anything special in Canada or overseas. I don't care. Either way.
In the UK, you can drink alcohol at 18.
Can legal. You now? I always thought it was 19.
No, it's 18.
No, it's 18 here. And well, it depends on which province you're in here.
Oh, is it not all 19? Is it older or younger?
No, it's like 19 in BC, 18 in Alberta. I think it's 19 in Saskatchewan.
And which
18
one?
In Ontario? I'm not sure, man.
And which one is the backwards hick province? Or is that all of them?
Which one's what?
The backwards hick province. Because there's always one province where I always speak to a Canadian, and they, like, you don't... Like, I know, that the people I know in, like, Vancouver don't like the Newfies.
I don't like them either.
So what's the beef?
They're
with
a little
the
messed in the head. Well, you know what, man? Okay, like, you've got an accent. I've got an accent. We've all got accents. But people from that side of the coast in Canada have really bad accents, and they have their own lingo. It's not even English, man. Like... Newfies can have a conversation in their Newfoundlandese, and you wouldn't have a clue what they were talking about. They could have
Is
been
it actually
funny.
Called Newfoundlandese?
No, but that's what I've called it. Okay. I've had people come out here, and they're talking to me in their Newfie, and I'm like, what? And they're like, they'll say it again, and I say, what? And they say it again, and I say, I'm sorry, man, I can't understand a word you're saying. And he goes, fuck, man, speaking English. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Maybe you should get a Newfoundlandese to English dictionary. And I also hear that's where most of the stereotypical Canadian accents come from, like the A and a boot and the Mounties and where snow.
What about the Mounties?
We're the Mounties. We are. Do
you know what I noticed? People from the state pointed out that I never noticed before is the word doubt. Doubt? D-O-U-B-T?
Yeah, doubt.
We pronounce the T, and apparently we're not supposed to. Yeah, doubt, like no doubt.
Yeah.
The band.
Yeah. No
they
doubt.
Were on Much Music, and they were like, you guys say that you say doubt wrong, and we're like, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. No diggity. No doubt. Okay, so this is a long introduction. If you haven't figured it out, this week I'm joined
by
our friend from the north. No, it's okay. Our friend from the north. Well, okay. Our person from the north, Eric. And across the sea, the guy we beat up in like 1776, Anthony. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
You know, there's always one person. Like, whenever we do a test for any of these podcasts, I always tell people to say something, and the first thing somebody always says is something. But this week...
You said say hello, gentlemen.
This week, in honor of the greatest holiday in existence, Halloween, we will be discussing. Okay,
it's actually bigger. It's bigger in America than in the UK. But sorry,
I've been told multiple times. It's just kind of sad. I mean, what is the root of that? Like, I mean, it's not an American holiday. It's not a religious holiday. I just don't know. Do you folks not egg free candy?
Well, usually when I went trick-or-treating, I used to get money more than, like, as you call it, candy, or sweets, as we call them. We usually get money instead.
Wait, they get money?
Yeah. Well, not much. I'm talking about, like, 50p a house, if you're lucky, which is...
Yeah, coin.
Yeah. You might get, like, 30p or something. I don't know.
Which is more than what we
get.
Pretty
hard to poison kids with pennies.
I've been knowing about pennies and this, like, penny candies and stuff. I've actually never really got money, though. I mean, like, nowadays people give out, like, coupons and stuff as well. And I kind of Wendy's, you can get, like, they have coupons you could buy books of, and it's, like, each coupon's, like, you get, like, a value-size Frosty or something for free. So people just stack up on those and give them out. I don't remember ever getting money. So,
that was the only reason I went trick-or-treating.
When I was young, they used to give us boxes. The schools would give us boxes for UNICEF, which is some sort of charity. And if you went around Halloween and you'd ask for change. And I used to clean up.
Now, did you actually give it back to the school, or did you pocket it?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a nice Canadian.
It's not that I hear you. Before we came on the air, you talked about wanting to kill a cat. So I don't know what nice Canadian-ness that is.
Oh, cats can get pretty annoying.
Anyhow.
They're quite boring as well, but that's a topic for a different day, I think.
Yes, we're going to have a topic about cats
you
one day.
You say Canadians are boring?
No, I'm saying cats are pretty boring as pets.
Oh, yes.
Because
oh,
they don't do it but sleep, eat, and shed the fur.
It sounds like a Canadian.
But anyway.
I want to keep a Canadian as a pet. Except that I've given health insurance. Anyhow, this week, if we ever get to it, we're supposed to be talking about horror movies. And we really couldn't narrow it down, being it was our first horror-related podcast. So we're just going to do like a general overview of some of our favorite films and films that are popular in the horror genre. So let's kick it off with Eric. What is your favorite horror film?
Of all time? Sure. I'd have to see American Werewolf in London.
I have never seen that.
Neither have I, actually.
It's probably one of the greatest special effects triumphs of the 80s, you ask me. That transformation is still stuck in my head. It scared me.
Yeah, I can't imagine being an American in London. I'd be frightened out of my ass, too. I'm assuming he's the victim in this movie.
Yeah, well, he's an American, and he gets bit in London, and then... It seems like a very short movie. I mean, there's the whole thing where he starts becoming a werewolf, and then he actually changes to a werewolf, and then he goes running around, and he dies in the end. I'm like, what happened there?
Thank you for ruining it.
Like I said,
that's exactly what I was just going to say. I keep getting told to watch it by my brother and my dad, but I just haven't got around to it yet.
Well, now you don't have to, because you know what happens to him.
No. No words can describe what happens when you watch it. I'm telling you, you got to see it. If it's on Netflix,
it gets very helpful. You know he dies. Ugh. So, Anthony, what is your...
Yeah, so what? He's a werewolf. All werewolves die.
Not all werewolves die. Teen Wolf didn't die.
Oh, he should have died. Before they let Jason Bateman get in there, I'll tell you that.
So, Anthony, what is your favorite horror movie?
My favorite one is probably... 28 Days Later.
That's a good one.
And I do like it slightly because it's a British horror film as well. And it's a very good British. It's a good example of like a good horror film and a good British film. So
I didn't know it was British. I'm going to have to take that off my list now.
Well, Danny Boyle, have you heard of Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, the guy who directed that made 28 Days Later, and he's an English director.
Mm.
And he won the Oscar...
For 28 Days Later?
He won the Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire, which isn't actually his best film, but that's what he won the Oscar for.
Hey, what's... Doctor Who's in it?
Yeah, Christopher Eccleston, yeah. He's actually a bit of a dark character in it. Don't really want to give it away since you haven't seen it, but he's good in it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, I liked him. I was going to ask you what you think of 28 Weeks Later.
Well, considering like it's a sequel to 28 Days Later and it had a lot to live up to, I don't think it's that bad, actually. It's a pretty good film. It's scary in parts, but it's a... good movie. It's a good sequel.
Yeah, I know I've seen it, man, but it never put enough of an impression on me to say it was bad or good, so it wasn't very memorable. I remember that.
Now, I could be mistaken, but wasn't there also rumors of a sequel that's like
28
months later?
Yeah. So, they're still talking about that. I don't know if that's going to get made or not.
Yeah.
Well, do you reckon it's going to get made eventually, but...
It used to suck, though, because there's also a movie in the States called 28 Weeks, which is like a woman movie, chick flick, I guess, with some chick who's pregnant or something. So like, I would sometimes see it on sale, and they would never put the later on it, so I didn't know which movie it was. So I don't own it yet, but I it's a good movie, and I also enjoy the sequel, 28 Weeks Later. I also think that's one of the few movies where Cillian Murphy doesn't get beat up by a chick. I could be mistaken.
I don't know, I think he does actually.
Does he get beat up by a chick?
I don't know, he might be right though.
Because I know he gets beat up by a chick in Red Eye. He gets beat up by a chick in Batman Begins.
I've noticed that for sure.
Oh, yeah. I only noticed that because I watched like, Batman Begins, right? And a Red Eye around the same time. And I'm like, you know, it has to suck when you kind of get this, like, emasculated in roles where some chick ends up beating the crap out of you. I mean, sure, Batman Begins, he tases him, but he goes off screaming like a little chick.
So, Earl, what's your favorite horror film?
You know, I can't say it anymore since I already ruined the surprise. Originally, I was going to say Batman and Robin just because of the horrific nightmares that movie continues to give me. I think I would say I'm a huge fan of, like, the slasher genre. So I would guess Scream, which, because, you know, that movie kind of hit during the pinnacle of, like, my, you know, just when I was getting into movies around 96, so I'd be, like, 11, 10 or so. And it's, you know, it's a well-made movie, especially when you compare it to some of the other movies in that genre that got made after it. Like, I watched I Know What You Did Last Summer last night. And it's an okay movie, but nothing special about it. So...
Yeah, it did kind of start the tongue-in-cheek parody films, like Scary Movie and then, which turned into Epic Movie.
Yeah.
Which then turned into Vampire Suck. It did start that trend up, but... The first Scream's a good movie. I don't think I've seen the sequels. Scream 4.
The first Scary Movie was a solid movie as well, and it, you know, the thing though is that it was parodied in, it was making fun of a movie that's making fun of another genre of movies, so you just kind of threw it in the point at some faction. And then Scary Movie came along to make fun of Scream for making fun of those movies, so it's like, you're making fun of a movie that already exists to make fun of a movie by making fun of it. And then it got even...
Keep going.
No, you can go. You like what?
Dead Space. I like Part 2. It was my favorite.
Really? I don't... Wait, I took my screen with Scary Movie.
Scary Movies.
I prefer Part 1. I hated Part 2. And then Part 3 was just stupid. And what is there, 4 of them now? We all picked a movie, and the movies all represented a different genre of horror. I mean, Eric had the, I guess, werewolf, vampires, monster-type movies.
Yeah, monster.
I didn't say nothing about vampires, man.
And I didn't say you said anything about vampires, but, like, werewolf, you know, werewolf, Dracula, Frankenstein.
Monster movie, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Anthony's represents the more, you know, zombie cult following of horror, and then mine was, of course, the slasher genre. So, I mean, then there's other stuff.
I'd like to say,
go on,
that the remakes of the latest slasher movies, like the remake of Texas Chainsaw, I haven't seen the Nightmare on Elm Street one, but the remake of Halloween that Rob Zombie did is phenomenal, in my opinion. Love that show.
I haven't seen any. I've seen the remake of Friday the 13th, and I wasn't too... Because it kind of, like, what happens with some of these remakes is that they literally just try to remake the first movie, which I guess is kind of the point of a remake, but they should kind of, like, try to honor this... Yeah, they need to, like, honor the memory of the movie, but not remake it. I mean, because you've seen the movie before, it doesn't really matter if it's updated for 20 years later or something like that. I don't want to see the new Nightmare on Elm Street, because personally...
Don't watch it.
I was gonna
see it, man.
I didn't like it.
To me, I think the Nightmare on Elm Street series is built on Freddy Krueger and built on the presence of Robert Englund. And without him in that role, it just isn't the same. I mean, whereas, you know, like Mike Myers or Jason, they didn't really speak, nor was it always the same person. You knew who Freddy was. He had a personality. he spoke, he taunted, he had a voice, and to change that just kind of like, you know, I don't want to bother with this anymore. But
I've yet to see it.
So
I'm not actually that big a fan of the slasher films, but the one of my favorite slasher films is the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I like the original one, but I didn't like the remake at all. Yeah, I think Johnny Depp's in. Is Johnny Depp in one or is it number three?
He's in the first one.
Yeah, that's it. When he gets pulled into the bed, doesn't he?
And then his guts goes flying into the ceiling. I actually watched that on Friday. It was okay. It could have some neat effects, but it doesn't really hold up, I guess, as well. Who knows? Freddy's also, I've always loved Freddy because he's kind of a, you know, like the rest of them kind of stalks their prey and whatever, but Freddy exists in a state where you are pretty much, you're powerful, but also defenseless because you don't, you know, if you don't know the difference between a dream and a reality, you don't know what you have control over. And Freddy, you know, being that he's this creature that prides on you in your weakest state, it's always made him a bit more scary. Because he can just kind of pop out of anywhere, and it makes sense. Whereas I always find it weird.
He's like a god with faith, right? The more faith a god has from the people, the more powerful he is. So the more you're afraid of Freddy and aware of Freddy, the more powerful he is.
Yeah. I thought that was a little cheesy at the end of the first one, how he turns his back on him, and that makes him weak and kills him. At least I think it kills him because a lot of these horror movies, especially slasher genres, always have these fake-out endings where, like, you don't know if everything's okay and then the villain comes back one more time and it ends for the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the first Friday on Nightmare on Elm Street, he, like, pops up and he grabs the mother through the door and he traps all the kids in the car. So you don't know if it's a dream or a reality, if they're actually,
So it's gotta be a dream if Freddy's in it, right?
Yeah, it has to be a dream, but you don't know.
Right.
Roll
credits.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Freddy vs. Jason?
Well, that was a good movie. Just watched that a couple weeks ago.
It was a good movie. It's a good movie if you want just like stupid fun.
Exactly. I like stupid fun.
Yeah, it's not the type of movie I would recommend, you know, like, if you want high-quality Hollywood acting. But if you just want, like, to turn your brain off for an hour and a half, it's a fun movie.
What's that one chick from Destiny Child, isn't there?
Are you not a fan of it?
No, I don't like it.
Why, what's wrong with it?
You probably don't like AVP either.
No, oh god, don't get me started on AVP.
Oh, but I'm gonna. It's that's also a bit of a horror movie right there. Alien is kind of a science fiction horror.
The first Alien is a sci-fi horror. Definitely.
Yeah.
Aliens is more of an action-y sci-fi. Well, but it's still got a lot of horror in it.
Before you two get into your argument about AVP, do you also consider the original Terminator to be a horror film?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ooh, I wouldn't.
I've always considered it a horror film because
call that science fiction.
Although I don't know, it depends.
I see the second one as a sci-fi film. I see the first one more of like a horror. Like you can have sci-fi elements in a horror film. Like I think Event Horizon. I always just say But, you know, I always said that because you have, like, this unstoppable machine who's stalking his prey. And it's like, no matter how much you try to put him down, he just keeps on coming back time and time again. I mean, it's not a horror film in this, you know, like... the Terminator is kind of he's kind of like Jason Voorhees, where he's just, like, this unstoppable killing machine. And, you know, like, you knock him down, he comes back again. You knock him down, he comes back again. You knock him down, he comes back again. And it's like, you know, she's going through all this, and she can't get rid of him.
But, I don't know. For me, I got to say, because he's a robot, and you know he's a robot, I can't say it's a horror movie. It leans more towards science fiction.
Yeah, I'm not saying
like
it doesn't lean
towards science fiction. If he had been a monster, like a genetically spliced monster from the future, I could see that.
But But are you not? Are you saying Godzilla can't be a horror film? Well, I guess. I mean,
Godzilla
is a horror
monster, film, so.
Godzilla?
Which is a type of horror film.
Then we get.
Well, Godzilla.
Really,
well,
I think, yeah,
I guess.
I
guess if
I think
there are
good, stupid fun myself.
It depends on the movie. But yeah, now back to you two's
yeah,
AVP
we're talking
argument.
About Gojira.
Who?
Yeah, what didn't you like about it, man?
Well, admittedly, I don't mind Alien vs. Predator that much, but the film I really don't like is Alien vs. Predator 2.
The Requiem.
Yeah, if you want to call it
why?
That.
Because,
there's some parts in it, right, and it's so dark, you can't even see what's going on, and what's the point? You pay to watch a film, right, and if you can't see anything that's going on in front of you, then I know that you need to, like, use the lighting to make it darker to set atmosphere and all that shit. Like, they do an Alien, and it works really well in Alien, but in Alien vs. Predator 2, it's just rubbish. And then there's some really tacky, vulgar stuff in it, like a facehugger attacking a pregnant woman, and then a baby comes out, and it's like a fucking play Fred Alien. It's just shit.
Awesome.
it doesn't do neither the Alien or the Predator justice, although the Predator hasn't been done much justice since Predator 2, and even then it's debatable, but the Aliens are just no. It's... I'm glad they only made
the
two
only
of those films.
The only problem I have with AVP is how the Alien gestation period went from 72 hours to 3. With no explanation.
Oh, yeah, you know, I never even noticed that. Until you've just...
I had to point that out to everybody. I'm like, what the hell? They just got there, and all of a sudden there's aliens bursting out of their chest? What is this, like, a super-duper alien that we don't know about? And that was the only thing that bothered me about it. Other than that, it's good fun. I don't know, man. I liked how they tried to work, you know, Egyptian and Mayan history into how the Predator showed up, and they used this as a hunting ground, and then... the aliens took over and they had to nuke everything, and that's why, you know, death of a certain civilization back in the day was caused between a war between the aliens and the Predators, right? I don't know, little things like that really made the movie for me. I didn't have too much problem with Requiem because the little kid in the beginning who's hunting with his dad dies. And it's a rarity the child dies when you see him on screen.
I know.
The first alien movie I seen like that, Mimic.
So
you
that
guys remember
made it
Mimic?
Good for you? Because it's
like almost a rule, you know, like the kid's got to get away. You don't want to see anything bad happen to the kid. But when you do, you know, you don't want it to happen, and it makes you cringe, you know. It gives you that uneasy feeling, and that, as far as I'm concerned, that little scene right there has done its job.
Well, that's the thing. Right? I just didn't feel anything for him at all, because I didn't think the setup worked or anything, and it wasn't as scary as it could have been.
Well, it was straight right from the first one, right? He gave birth to a little alien predator, and that's pretty much where the second one kind of takes off, no?
I do quite like the beginning of the second one when it's on the predator ship, and it's the pred alien beating the shit out of the predators. That's probably the best scene in the two movies. They should have made the whole film pretty much like that, just like one alien on the ship, pretty much like the first Alien, but instead of putting humans on there, put predators on there, it's just like an alien knocking off a load of predators, or maybe one predator knocking off, like, loads of aliens. You don't, why is the humans in it? Do you not think it'd be better if it was just aliens and predator? Like it says on the poster, like the title is, aliens.
I think they need humans
predator.
For people to actually talk.
You don't, fuck it, you don't need them talking, put subtitles on there. I've heard people translate. It's Alien versus Predator. It's Alien versus Predator versus human versus tree.
I'm not gonna argue that one, man. I'm not, because every Aliens versus Predator comic book and video game, there's always three factions: the aliens, the predators, and the humans. And why do the humans always have to be there? You're right. I don't know. Like,
because they're
well,
a key
if you think
part
about it, though, in the first movie, right? They are. They're a key part in the gestation of the alien. Like, I mean, they got to have something. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a human either, right? We know this. We know this from Parts 3 when it was in a dog, and we know this from the first Alien vs. Predator when you got Pred Alien, right? So I kind of get what you're saying there. You guys haven't seen Predators yet, though, have you?
Yeah, I have.
No.
It's the last one. Have you?
Is it?
What do you think of that concept?
Yeah, it was all right. I thought it was a decent, good movie, but it didn't do that much for me. Rodriguez should have either. I don't think Rodriguez should have wrote it, actually, because he's not a great writing sci-fi, but maybe if it was directed by him, it might have been better.
I thought it was all right. I don't know. I kind of liked it. I had fun with it. Mind you, I was drinking, so what do I know?
Well, that, I like how the music's the same as Frodo.
Anyways.
So, yeah. Aliens versus Predators. While you were talking, and I didn't want to interrupt you too while you were having a discussion, you mentioned kids dying in movies, and it made me think of the other thing. But I have a friend who's deathly afraid of these, but they're creepy kids in movies. Like in Psycho, The Ring, The Grudge, the kids from Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street movies, the kids who are jumping rope. So,
how about Macaulay Culkin in The Good Son?
I haven't seen that.
Have you not? It has Macaulay Culkin in really? Elijah Wood. It's a rather short movie, though. It's like 70 minutes.
Macaulay Culkin's an evil little bugger. I like that show.
He needed something to break away from his Home Alone role. He didn't want to be typecast.
That's for sure.
Of course, nobody's cast him in it anymore, but that's another story. It was nice to see his brother. It's nice to see his brother in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, he's one of the funniest ones in it as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Kevin. What's his name?
He was his roommate, Wallace.
Yeah, Wallace Wells. That's it. I think it was Wallace Wells.
I haven't watched Scott Pilgrim yet. I want my world to check.
Versus the world.
Nice. You're still holding on to that grudge, huh?
I want my royalty check, brother.
Why are you from Toronto where it was filmed?
I'm from Ontario originally, man, and my last name is Pilgrim.
Sorry. It was shot in Canada, wasn't it? Because it's based in Canada.
I think it was shot in Toronto. There's a lot of stuff that's shot in Toronto.
Toronto and Vancouver, because Canada's cheap.
Yeah, they have a pretty good... Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you cheap and want a good time, call Canada.
Anytime they land on a planet with shrub, it's like some bush in British Columbia, I'm telling you. I'm like, I've been there, I swear, we had a camp party last week. You're there filming.
But, okay, a question for you, Eric, because I had this discussion with Anthony yesterday, because he thought I was talking about the wrong thing. Do you know what torture porn is?
Torture point?
Porn.
I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay, so it's
porn?
Like,
torture porn? No, you mean like snuff?
Yeah.
This is similar to the reaction I had. You mean porn
like
as in porn?
Slapping?
Well, it's
porn
not. It's
I don't know what you're saying.
It's
pornography?
No, see, that's the thing. That's the reaction he had when I told him about that. I was talking about it with him yesterday. No, torture porn refers to stuff like the Saw series, Hostel, you know, movies that just kind of overindulge.
That's what I said as well when he told me. I went,
I call that gore porn.
Yeah, I think there's a term for that. I think it's like gone. We wikied it yesterday because he had a similar reaction to. But yeah, is anybody here a fan of like the Saw series or Hostel or?
Yeah.
I like the first. I really like the first Saw film, and I don't watch them anymore.
I've only seen the first four. First one's awesome, especially the twist. The second one was kind of gimmicky with the whole, and then the third one just got on my nerves. And by that time, I was
carry on. Finish your
I was about to say, by the time the fourth one rolled around, I was like, I'm done with this series because the main character's been dead since the third movie.
Yeah, wasn't it three where they kind of, they brought everything full circle, kind of, at the end of three with, what was that guy, Donnie Wahlberg, right?
Yeah, I think they brought everything full circle where it was kind of like everything kind of took place at the same day or like around the same time. But, yeah, and then the main character's been dead since the third movie, so, and this is the seventh one now.
In 3D.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Which is also annoying because it's not called Saw 7, it's called Saw 3D. So, it's like, you know, you already have a 3, because usually the 3D gimmicks used for a third movie.
Like Toy Story 3D. Although that was called Toy Story. in 3D. Never mind. Forget something. Is Saw 3D shot in 3D?
I assume so, because that's been the big gimmick of it since...
Retro, dude.
And this is supposed to be the final movie, so I'm assuming it wraps everything up all nice and neat.
Well, I thought the same with Piranha, actually. I thought Piranha was shot in 3D. It actually wasn't. It was first 3D in post, and then I felt really cheated out of my money when I found out after that. I think it's very shot in 3D, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mentioned Piranha. I don't like really talking about it much because I didn't like it either. It's basically just porn and cinema.
And so yeah, I mean,
the hostel movies, I like that idea, man, because I know a lot of people who go backpacking and stuff. I don't know, it was pretty sketchy. Can't believe that guy got away. And I just watched part two again the other day, and what an ending. I liked it.
So I've never seen them, because they look extremely graphic, and I'm not one for, I guess, blood. Or too much of it, anyhow. I'm not a gore fan, even though I love Gizmo, so go figure.
If it's done right, it's good.
Yeah.
If it's done tastefully. You
know, there still needs to be a story.
Kill Bill? Kill Bill's my version of Stupid Ounce of Blood.
Yeah, Kill Bill's a kid's film.
Did you say that's a kid's film?
It is a kid's film, because it's the kind of film that appeals to, like, 13-year-olds, even though it's an R-rated movie and an 18-rated movie, but it appeals more to more immature childish side, doesn't it? Like, the 15-year-old in you. Like, if you've actually got a mature, good taste in movies, then you see, it's just, like, gore, and there's not really that great a story to it. It's Tarantino taking from every film he's ever watched to make his own film again for what, like, the sixth time. And... yeah.
Good point, man. Interesting. I just never played it.
That's what Tarantino does all the time. He just rips off other films and sticks them together in one of his own films and make millions of dollars.
I don't know, man. I liked Inglourious Basterds. I mean, it was pretty chatty. But I knew what I was getting into, and I went to see it, right? There's going to be a lot of people sitting around talking, and it was still good. I liked it.
Well, what they were talking about was quite interesting as well in that. If Death Proof, actually, because Death Proof, there's a lot of talking in that, and it's so boring and pointless. But in Inglourious Basterds, because I enjoyed that as well, the talking is actually quite interesting, and it always leads up to, like, the end of the scene, and something happens, and then when it does, it's, like, a really big impact. Like, the opening scene, when the German's talking to the French guy about the Jewish people under his floorboards, and it's actually quite an intense scene, even though it's mainly just talking, because it's great acting and stuff.
So yeah, we're doing a great job on this horror topic today, though. What are your thoughts on zombie films?
Zombie films? Well, my favorite zombie film is Later, and I also like the old ones, like Night of the Living Dead and the original Dawn of the Dead.
How many of the Dead movies have you seen? Because I know there's like... there's the official series, which is like Dawn, Night, Day, what is it? And?
Yeah, there's Diarrhea as well, which is, I think, was the last one.
Yeah, and then there's like unofficial ones, like there's
The Dawn of the Dead remake by Zack Snyder.
Oh, I didn't know Zack Snyder made that.
It was his first, like, America. It's what he made before 300. Like, his first.
Were the zombies killed in slow motion?
I can't remember. I can't actually remember if there's much slow motion in it. It's been a while since I've seen it.
That would actually be kind of awesome if you just see somebody, like, hacking a zombie's head off with his... And then it's, like, an extreme slow motion, and then you throw around, and it's, like, an orange tint.
From what I remember, actually, it wasn't that bad a film. I'd watch it again. It's been a while since I've seen it, though, so.
What about Shaun of the Dead? Because I know you're a huge Simon Pegg fan.
Yeah, but I don't really class it as a horror film. I class it more as a comedy.
Well, I mean, it's a parody of the whole zombies genre. But it's a good movie, and it has interest in zombies. Especially at the end when his friend is able to keep his, I guess, wits about him.
Oh, yeah. He's playing a computer game, I think, isn't he?
Yeah. I think they're playing PS2 together.
Yeah. I do like that film, though.
And then there's, then zombies are also usually home to some pretty bad movies. Well, not bad in a, you know, but bad good way, I guess. Like, I've seen a movie called Zombie Strippers, which is a, well, it's pretty much what it says it is. It's about strippers who become zombies, and they start using their, and they become seductress, and they, like, you know, cut off the dudes and whatever. And it has Robert Englund as, like, the club owner. And then there's another one, I forgot what it's called, but it has Dean Cain, and it's some, like, he gets bitten by a zombie, but the zombie doesn't have enough time to feast on him. So he has, like, the abilities of a zombie, but he still has the mental capacity of a human. But, he, you know, so he doesn't feel pain, and he gets, like, super strength. So he's, like, a super human zombie fighter. Zombies own themselves well to a lot of goofy concepts, I guess.
Like Shaun of the Dead.
That sounds like... what Earl was just talking about sounds like Simon Dark from Marvel Comics a little bit. A little bit. Not really. He's a zombie who's, you know, he's a dude. He becomes a zombie, but he keeps his mental capacity, and he's a good zombie. So.
Have either of you seen Zombieland?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up next.
That's all right.
I don't know if you consider that more of a comedy than a zombie movie as well. It's a good movie, and I consider Rose. I mean, I'm sure everybody here has their zombie survival plan intact. Like, you know, where you're going to hide out if they ever come, and what you're going to do if that happens. Right?
I got a shotgun and a shovel. That's all I need.
Well, you need a place to hide. You can't just keep shooting them and hitting them in the head. They will outnumber you sooner or later.
What zombie movie is it where they're moving super fast? Like, they're not the slow, drawling zombies.
I think that's in 28 Days, it is.
There's no running. Is that the one? Okay, that's my favorite zombie movie, then.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about it.
They do run in 28 Days Later, which is more threatening, I think, rather than just, like, slowly walking towards you.
Well, I think the point was to build suspense. It's kind of, you know, like how everybody in horror movies and slasher films, the killer's always, like, the killer doesn't run anywhere. He doesn't jog. He strides behind the person as they're running because he knows they're always going to trip because nobody has back.
I think that kind of worked actually until Scream came along, because that Scream, or was it, might have been Scream, a scary movie, brought up that fact. You know, when the victim's running away, they'll have a trip up like twice or something, and then the killer will eventually catch them just because they keep tripping up, and instead of running out the door, they run up the stairs.
Yeah. It's actually, I mean, those are the kind of troops that I actually put together when we were doing our drinking game for the website. Like, you know, like people who always decide to check out a noise, or when you're being chased, you run upstairs instead of, you know, running out the house.
Towards the danger.
Yeah.
We were watching Splice last night, me and my buddy, and I was like, hey, he's like, this guy, I know, the Nerds on the Rocks guy, this is a drinking game we're playing right now, and these guys just ran after the bad guy. Drink your beer. He was like, what? Like, just drink your beer.
Yeah, it's got,
we
it's
got drunk,
stupid.
That helps.
Or the ones where, like, I was watching, what's that called? I Know What You Did Last Summer, and she's, like, running to safety or whatever, and she decides, like, halfway to, while she's running, to just stop and turn around to see if he's behind her, when, you know, she could have just continued running to make it out to safety, and of course, he somehow ends up behind her, and he kills her. So.
That was all for the mammary shots, that's all that was.
Yeah, that was another thing that slasher films are known for, is, like, the excessive cleavage or boob shots. Like, this movie started off with a beauty pageant for no reason, and they're fighting amongst the crowd because they never know what to do. So, I mean, we talked about zombies, What about?
Stephen King movies.
Shining.
There's a few of them. The Shining, yeah, that's a good one. I found it hard to watch the first couple times.
Is The Shining is that the one with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, it's not. Yes. I think it changes quite a bit from the novel, but it's Stanley Kubrick, and it's a great film. So.
It's a,
but they made another version more truthful to the book, I think.
What about the, I mean, Rowan Stephen King, but what about The Exorcist? Because that was a film I checked out last year, and it's okay, but I didn't get the big joy about it, I guess.
Oh, well, for its time, though, man, they had, a 14, 15-year-old Linda Blair in there, like, starring in the role, and the language she was using, it's like the equivalent of Chloe Mortez saying the C word over and over.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, what the hell?
She only says it once in the
film. There's a lot of... It's true, but she says it a lot in the comic books.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty big deal, I think. Like, if you guys watch the series, part two is strictly made for the movies. It's not taken from the books. If you go to the books, part two is actually what they used for part three in the movies.
Are you on about
so if you ever really want to watch them... What?
Are you on
No. The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
I was just comparing it to because, you know, like the vomiting, the stuff she does, like early you've seen it, man, she's doing what was she masturbates, stuff like that. In her demonic form, the vomiting of the pea soup, stuff like that. It's just for its time, it was
yeah.
And you know what? I think the other thing that stands out the most is it's approved by the Catholic Church. Because as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, that's exactly how it goes, and we want to let the world know that people do get possessed and this is what we do.
Get to know.
Take that with a grain of salt with whatever religion you have. Well, no, it's true, though. It, like, one of the only movies throughout time that they have actually approved of.
I did not know that, actually. The more you know.
Really?
And who...
That's a good movie, man.
Yeah, it's okay. Like I said, again, it's one of those movies that's a problem. Like, some of these movies are products of their times, and that happens with a lot of movies. Where, like, I mean, most of the slasher films are, like, from the 80s, and it's hard to relate because the special effects aren't that great. The music's kind of eh, and these kids are stupid. But, I mean, you say that from a distance. Oh, yeah. When, I mean, like, I'm assuming that some of us would react the same way they react in movies as well. Like, if you heard a suspicious noise, you'd probably go check it out. If you didn't know there was a kill on the news.
But once you find out, you don't keep going back to the noise.
Yeah. But, I mean, you also assume that the killer would kill you the first time, and they wouldn't, like, play around with you like some of these people are known to do. But, yeah, it happens.
I guess it depends on the movie, too. Like, I watched Splice last night again, and I realized, you know, they keep chasing after this creature or whatever. Not to ruin it, but, you know, like, but it makes sense because it's almost a family thing. It was their baby to begin with. They raised it. And every time that, you know, it went bad or sideways, they would try to do the good parent thing. So, you know, like, always, let's, you hear bone crack snap, you know, they run towards it because it's the equivalent of losing your child, I guess. So it really kind of took away from that, oh, look at these dumb bastards. Run towards the danger every time they had to. I don't know. It's hard to talk about what's spoiling it.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're going to call it a break for here because Anthony has to bid us adieu.
Yeah, so
adieu it is, brother.
That's goodbye for me.
So, welcome back. We've traded out Anthony for Nicholas, so say hello to your warm fans.
Yeah,
we were tagged
in. I tagged in.
We tagged in.
Yeah,
it
like
might
Hardy Boys.
That there was a whole hour and a half in between recording, so we won't tell them.
Well,
and of course,
like the Hardy Boys, he's the drugged up crazy one, and I'm the fat one who's no good. Wait a minute.
Oh, okay, that Hardy Boys. I was thinking of the detectives, not the Rushes. And Eric is here, if he can get that ice cream out of his nose.
What's up?
So yeah, as we were before the break, we were talking about random horror movies, and I guess we should pose the question to Nick since he's here now. What is your favorite horror movie?
Well, that depends on how you define horror movie, because I'm going to throw this out here. My favorite horror movie is Requiem for a Dream, and I don't think everybody else out there defines that as a horror movie.
I mean, I want to hear your case for it. I wouldn't describe it as a horror movie, but let's hear it.
It is.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you should. It's awesome.
I see it on the Netflix. I might watch it now.
It's horrific. it is about, but like, it's horror, but like real life stuff. It's about what people will do to themselves and to each other for addiction. Mm. And various forms of addiction to either drugs or sex or, and the ultimate thesis of the movie is these people are all addicted to hope. And that is what caused them to go down into the depths to which they sink, ultimately.
Are you saying hope is scary?
I'm saying that if you rely exclusively on hope, that that is not good.
But then
I believe the movie agrees with me as well. But the movie is also very nihilistic. And I mean, say what you will about the tenets of National Socialism, but at least it's an ethos.
That was a lot of big words back to back.
That was a big Lebowski quote, to be honest.
I've seen it a few times, not that many. So you don't get to watch as many horror movies, right?
Well, it's not that I don't get to watch them. I just don't care to.
No,
there's
I got you.
It's
What about science fiction? You like science fiction?
Oh, I love science fiction. I'm very weird about movies.
There could be a few science fiction movies that are also considered horror movies that you have seen.
Oh, definitely. I'd say something like Event Horizon.
Exactly. Oh, I love that show.
I always thought Event Horizon was a horror movie.
It's horror sci-fi.
I did not walk. I went to that movie and I was like, all right, science fiction, right on. And I walked out of a Hellraiser movie and I was like, that was awesome.
Aliens, another one.
Yes.
Yeah, would you consider Terminator, the original, to be a horror film? We had the discussion before the break. So it's just me.
No.
Okay.
It's a robot, not a monster.
If you
a robot is a monster.
The closest I would define it is that it maybe if you put it as a slasher movie.
Yeah. I think it works in that category of horror.
I also think most slasher movies don't necessarily fall under horror. People throw them in there, but I think slasher movies should generally be more thrillers.
I think Terminator 1 should be classified psychological thriller.
Oh. Ooh.
Right? Okay. Because Earl said earlier, it's about a girl who's running, she's being stalked the whole time, and every time she thinks she gets away, this guy just keeps coming, regardless if he's a robot or whatever, right? So, not necessarily a horror movie, more of a psychological thriller.
I'll go with it.
Right
okay,
on.
I will work with that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I win!
There's no jackpot here.
Oh!
Okay, and we also mentioned Well, what other movies do you watch in the horror genre, or do you know about?
I know about all of them. Having worked in a video store for 5 years, and then in a movie theater for another over 5 years.
Do horror movies do? It's probably a dumb question, but I noticed that they either release early in the year or they're released in October. So, when do they do better?
They are released all throughout the year. Horror movies are it's a weird demographic because horror movie fans will see anything. There is a lot of bad horror movies that are successful because horror movie fans are very loyal to like specific creators or to specific brands or something. That would explain why there's like 20 million Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street movies and why we're approaching Saw 7. But they're also generally there'll be a very big opening weekend and then that's it.
Yeah.
So they try to open them up like away from bigger titles. So you won't usually see a horror movie opening opposite, say, like Iron Man or something like that.
That'd be awesome if they made an Iron Man horror movie. Like the drunk billionaire who goes on the killing rampage in an iron suit. Has potential.
Iron Canadian?
What? what? Where did that?
That was a joke, dude. I'm not
sure. I know, but I don't get it.
Well, I'm afraid of Canadians as well. They give me nightmares.
I'm afraid of Americans. That's a David Bowie song.
Me too. Oh, I'm afraid of David Bowie, I mean.
I love David Bowie.
Apparently, in between our breaks, Eric came to the realization that he doesn't like zombie movies.
I really thought about it, man. Like, I couldn't really pick one other than the first Night of the Living Dead, the black and white, with the little girl and the spade. She's eating the dead body because she's a zombie.
You were little kids.
Huh? Yeah, well, it's creepy, man. It scares me. That's why. I am a new father. That has a lot to do with it, too.
So you're afraid that one day your child's going to wake up and become a zombie?
No,
well, I wouldn't be waking up.
I'm afraid she's going to be crawling through a closed-down subway underneath New York City and some giant bug that mimics a man comes up and rips her head off and uses her for a larvae nest or whatever.
Might like
that's
a mimic.
A lot of assumptions in
yeah,
there.
Exactly like a mimic.
So you started talking about crawling through a subway, and I was thinking of Cloverfield.
Cloverfield. No, good
movie. I did not care for that movie much.
Love that movie.
That's a Godzilla monster type movie.
It's kind of it, but it's like if you don't ever see Godzilla.
That's why
it's an interesting premise, but it's kind of like the remake of Waterworld to me, where it's just kind of, it's nice to see the human side.
Whoa.
What?
Remake of Waterworld?
No, Waterworld.
What?
Oh, War of the Worlds.
Yes, with Tom Cruise.
That movie was good too, though.
Earlier speaking Newfie.
Yes, I'm speaking Newfie. I told you, I'm tired.
What you're saying earlier about zombie movies. Zombie movies, I think, are difficult to do well because people just essentially just do the same thing over and over again. Like that's like when something interesting and new is done with them, it stands out as being really good. Like, you know, you mentioned Night of the Living Dead, and I like the sequel. I like Dawn of the Dead a lot, and the remake was actually really good. Zack Snyder's remake of that.
I haven't seen the remake.
It's good. It's intense. It's very intense.
Better look it
up. But something like 28 Days Later, another good one. And,
yeah, see, if I had to pick one, it would be that one because that's the one we discussed this earlier where the zombies move. Like, they run.
Yeah, they're done. That's with Dawn of the Dead. That's the newer one. They book in that.
Yeah.
They fuck you up. But my favorite is Shaun of the Dead. So.
Oh, yeah, that's...
But we classified that as more of a comedy than a horror. But I guess that brings up the point. I mean, this will go out Friday, so we'll assume it's. But the premiere of Walking Dead. I mean, are you folks going to check that out? Because of.
Don't tell anybody, but I actually have the pilot already.
Well, I know it's out there. I'm actually just going to wait. I mean, it premieres on Halloween night, which is awesome. And I honestly, I hate because I know if I watch the pilot, I'm just going to have to watch it next week or wait 2 weeks to see the next episode. Anyhow.
I'll watch the premiere too, but I'm totally going to watch this because of the other podcasts I'm on, the Walking Dead Zomcast, and I want to hold it over the other two co-hosts. Be like, I've seen it. Screw you.
See,
Dick Matthew.
I know I get AMC on my satellite here in Canada, but I do live in Canada, and things don't always go my way.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be on, it might not be. I'm not sure.
Well, if anything, like the Avengers, you can probably download it before comes of it.
Yeah, but still, like, if you want to compare it to the Avengers, you guys got the first two episodes, and we got one. And what, three of the mini-episodes, the micros? That was it.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, you can't really break up Walking Dead. It's an hour-long show, I assume. You can't, it's not like they can say, you know.
The pilot's like an hour and a half, I think.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Did not know that. I can't wait to check it out.
I might be wrong about that. Don't quote me.
But yeah, I like zombies. I honestly think they're kind of getting way too oversaturated in the media at this point.
Like vampires.
Vampires. You see, vampires are a different boat for me because I think vampires are a joke at this point.
They are a joke, I think.
I can't remember the last time I seen a scary or intimidating vampire. Even on Buffy, they're kind of a walkover.
Buffy doesn't count.
Did you see Daybreakers?
No.
No.
It's good.
That's the one with Ethan Hawke, right?
Yeah, it's decent.
Yeah.
It's decent. It was like, you know, and honestly, the last like great vampire movie I saw was Blade 2, but that's just because it was Guillermo del Toro, and I loved Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo! He's the man.
Because, I mean, even aside from the Twilight series right now, we have True Blood, we have The Vampire Diaries, and they're all making vampires out to be pretty much emo teenage boys.
Well, not teenage boys, but they're all about sex.
Well, yeah.
It's all about people who want to fuck dead things.
Yeah.
And puppies, apparently.
Puppies?
And puppies?
Oh, yeah,
I thought you were talking about Twilight. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
I ignore that those exist.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just been a rough decade for vampires in general. Zombies are getting overplayed. Wolfmen don't really get any attention.
Those are my favorite right there. That's my favorite monster. The
Wolfman?
The werewolf. I watched Wolfman. It's okay, but it was too easy to read. You already knew where it was going. You know, like you knew his dad set him up, blah, blah, blah.
I thought that from the trailer. Jeez.
Oh, I seen the preview at San Diego, and I didn't catch it then, but as soon as I threw it in, right, like in the first 15 minutes, I knew it. I just knew. Yeah. It was weird. I'm like, oh.
So we haven't watched it yet, though.
So. Well, I'm sorry.
No, I don't even care. Like I said, I figured it out from the trailer what was going to happen in it. It's pretty obvious.
I don't remember the last time Mummy's got anything in the mainstream.
What, Brendan Fraser?
Mummy 3?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't remember the last time they
Which
had a good Mummy's
good.
Movie.
Okay. There was Wendigos. What are you talking about?
Did you
And those weren't really mummies. They were statues brought back to life. I'm talking about the guy wrapped in bandage.
Yeah. that My Year in Movies thing I've been doing, that was actually one of the earlier movies in it because me and my girlfriend rented it from Netflix, and my review of it was literally, fuck this movie. No, seriously, fuck it. And that was it.
And this is for The Mummy 3?
Yeah, The Mummy 3, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
The Dragon King or whatever, Dragon Emperor.
She was angry at it from a historical and sociocultural standpoint. I was angry at it from a movie standpoint.
Yeah, I forget. I think that came out the same. Did that come out the same year as The Dark Knight?
Maybe. 2008? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because, yeah, I remember this was when I was working at one of my jobs. And over the summer, we'd take the kids to the movies and whatever, you know, just as field trips. And they had an option between seeing The Dark Knight and The Mummy. So, of course, I'm pushing for one movie, but I don't have any say in this. And I had
to
sit here.
You were pushing for Norbit,
weren't you? I had to sit there for 2 hours watching a movie I didn't pick. And I'm just like, this is not good. Like, everything in that movie was CG.
Everything in the movie was terrible.
Yes, and it was terrible CG. I mean, Brendan Fraser, I don't really know what to say.
How did Brendan Fraser have a kid who was supposed to be 21 and look exactly the same as he was in the movie last time? Like, he didn't look any older. They didn't even, like, pull a Harrison Ford and kind of give him gray hair or something.
And when was the last time Frankenstein's monsters done anything?
Mary Shelley.
Well, they were all in Van Helsing.
Robert De Niro.
I don't know if that counts.
Oh. Yeah, good one.
I've actually never seen Van Helsing.
It's not very good.
No? I've heard good things about it.
It's cheesy. It's really cheesy. Like, to an excruciating length.
Okay.
But that Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, what you were talking about with De Niro, mm-hmm. I actually like that one. It is ridiculous and over the top. Because it's a Kenneth Branagh movie.
It's also on Netflix. I have that and I have Bram Stoker's Dracula on my instant queue to watch.
That's pretty good vampire movie, I'd say, man. Last good
that's
one I
another
think
one.
I saw.
That's another one that's ridiculous and
Bram Stoker's?
Over the top.
Really?
It's still pretty great.
I don't know. It was a fun ride.
What about Interview with a Vampire?
Well,
I think that you can directly blame that movie for Twilight.
Well,
and all the other.
I don't know. Did you guys read any of the books at all? See, that would impact your opinion a lot.
You read Twilight?
No. Interview with Vampire. That's Andre's books.
I just wanted to make sure.
No,
I don't judge.
But I mean, in terms of the vampire as this, you know, kind of sexually intense outsider deviant type, rather than, you know, the scary. Kind of,
it doesn't come across
Italian
the
rape man of the Bela Lugosi one.
Yeah, it can't be done.
Not Italian.
I don't think the interpretation of that kind of vampire can be done from the book, because I read a couple of them. Because I was racing to get to Queen of the Damned before that movie, aka the world's longest rock video, came out, and it was horrible. But it does seem like a perverted, I don't know, like you said, outside the box. Type of guy, you know. I don't know. It just didn't work in the movie as well as it does in the books. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, those movies are a vampire atrocity. Mostly.
I guess those are the big four monster movie franchise type creatures. Am I missing any? Has anybody seen Monster Squad?
Yes.
A long
that's
time
a,
ago.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
kid.
An awesome Wolfman movie. Wolfman and the Nards, that's all I
Wolfman's
remember.
Wolfman's got Nards.
Yeah, That's all I remember from it.
That is a good movie. It teamed them, you know, a bunch of little kids. I mean, kind of
watered
down to the point that they get taken out by a bunch of little kids, but it was a fun time.
I watched it a couple years ago. It did not age well.
I actually watched it last year, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Scooby-Doo without the Scooby.
Yeah, it's like the Goonies. The Goonies just did not age well. Watch the Goonies now, and I'm like, oh,
really?
God.
Oh, I like that show. I still like that show.
Both of them end up just being about kids screaming.
It was fun, though. I don't know. It's a movie I would like my daughter to watch. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think it's a movie that we would still enjoy as a kid. I mean, it's a good – I think it's still well made, and I still enjoy it. So that's just me.
It's just foolishness. It's fun. It's a kid show.
What's funny is the kind of horror movies that I do end up liking are the ones from the 80s, like the really, really cheesy ones. Like, I'm trying to think of ones off the top of my head now. Night of the Creeps, Blob remake, Night of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake.
What about
with Donald Sutherland? The Stuff. And you know what's even better? This is one I got introduced through a movie site that I go to a lot, Chud.com. It's called, The Manitou.
Can't say I heard of that.
No.
It's insane. It's got like this woman's got like this thing growing out of her shoulder, and it's an Indian medicine man called Musquamicus, and it's ridiculous. It's the worst movie, but it's so funny.
Wait, I think I've heard of that one. I don't know if you do either one of you watch The Angry Video Game Nerd?
I do not.
Well, yeah, he does every October he does something he calls Monster Madness. Where he just kind of, you know, every day in October he watches a movie and just gives his opinion on that. And I think that was one of the movies that he, 1978. And yeah. It has her, like, she goes to voodoo camp and she turns into like a snake. And her head just starts floating around. Yeah. That was one of the movies he did this year because he's doing campy horror movies.
It is completely ridiculous. Like, in a really bad way. But still funny.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, like, I don't know, I enjoy it when I'm bored, but I like going on Netflix, or even like with the Redbox, and you just go into their horror section, and you'll always find like the worst movies to watch, but they're always so enjoyable. Like I was telling them before, I saw Zombie Strippers, there was another one.
I've seen that.
You sound like you weren't a fan.
I've seen that.
He sounds like a victim.
Kind of feel victimized by it.
It just wouldn't end. So what was your problem with it?
It was not good.
It was enjoyable.
I would like to know how becoming a zombie apparently gives you other powers, like being able to strip better.
Have you ever stripped in your life?
No.
Have you ever been a zombie?
No.
Then you don't know if those two can work together in harmony.
I think what Earl's trying to say is he's a bit of a stripper, and he wants to be a zombie.
That's what I'm gathering from this.
Yes.
Hey, what I do in my free time is what I do in my free time. But, yeah, I love to throw you bad horror movies. Which, you know, because horror movies, I think, are the one movie franchise where people just kind of make up a premise and... Somebody's like, yeah, that worked, whatever, just make it.
Like, Patton Oswalt has a routine about that, where he talks about the movie Deathbed, the bed that eats people.
Yeah, that just sounds stupid.
Yeah, and he has this whole thing about how, like, when he's writing, he has, like, moments of doubt, like, is this any good, or, like, should I continue doing this, and... Then he thinks about the person who wrote Deathbed, the bed that eats people, which got made and released. And he figures, does this person writing this ever have any issues of self-doubt or questions himself? And then he says, well, what if he didn't? Oh, my God, what if he did? What if he did have a moment of self-doubt and then said, no, I have to finish this movie, Deathbed, the bed that eats people. And then that makes you feel really bad about your self-confidence.
If I came up with that movie, I'd back it. I'd still talk about it with my kids. But, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, is, like, horror monsters are just, like, the most random things they could think of. I don't really, I mean, I guess Chucky would be up there with, you know, like, who would be afraid of a doll?
Nobody, that's the whole point.
If a doll, like, could kill you?
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Nobody's worried about the doll, it's just a doll, and then it kills everybody.
Of course, after the movie came out, everybody was scared of him.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's like Mikey. You guys ever seen that one where they're trying to set up a new Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers type thing or whatever? Like, it was a horror movie about a serial slasher's youth. Huh. And it was called Mikey. You guys obviously never seen it. But bad movie.
It sounds like it. Well, here's a movie that I was really big last year, and I'm not really a fan, but I'm curious your impressions on it. Paranormal Activity?
Weak. My opinion. Okay. I was like, okay, what do you mean it's over? What?
Yeah, it was built up as like this big, huge, creepy movie that, you know, everybody's afraid of it. We give them nightmares, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, I'm just waiting for any moment for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of ends.
I remember when it first came out. It was called The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. That was way better.
Has anybody seen the sequel?
That movie. Which, to The Blair Witch Project or Paranormal Activity?
Paranormal Activity. Or is that just out this weekend?
I think that just came out.
The answer to that is no.
Yes.
I'm kind of curious what the premise for the sequel is, because I assume that two people were killed.
It's a what? It's a prequel. Oh,
yeah, it actually takes place before the first one.
Oh, that's great. So they're going to make it seem that there was a... You know what? I don't even want to know. I'm kind of done with the series after one movie, so...
It's apparently good from what I'm hearing, but, you know, people said that about the first one,
too. Yeah, I was about to say, everybody said that about the first one, and I didn't find that enjoyable either, so... Who knows? It made a lot of money this weekend, though. I think something like $45 million.
Something like that, yeah.
So you can always find people stupid enough to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of insulting an audience, is there anything else? Is there any horror movie this year that anybody was interested in or continues to be interested in?
I want to see The Black Swan, and I would, based upon the trailers, I would totally classify that as a horror movie.
That actually reminds me of one that I've been wanting to see for a while. Is that The Right One In?
That's a remake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, I want to see the original first. But
the original's on Instant Watch. You can.
Yeah,
you
but
can
isn't it like French or something?
Swedish.
Yeah, some language I don't read, so.
Well, it's in, they have American subtitles. English subtitles.
I have to read it then. And we've been over the fact that I can't read, apparently. So.
What? I didn't say nothing this time. Okay, I've said it before, but Splice. Movie started.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch it.
I want to. I really want to.
It's,
what is that about?
Oh, you just have to watch it. I don't want to ruin it. I'm serious. Like, it's a genetics experiment gone awry. We'll say that.
And it's not like Species. I know, like,
no,
kind of what happens in it. And that's what
exactly
everybody
what my
thought,
buddy said last night. He's like, this is just like Species. And I'm like, the hell it is. It's nothing like Species. You're going to leave this room damaged. And I think he did. It was a good show. It's horror.
You know what horror movie you guys should see? It's not in theaters. It's from a few years ago. It's called Below. B-E-L-O-W.
With Johnny Depp?
No, that's Below. Below.
Oh, Below.
Yeah. It's like a submarine, haunted submarine type movie, but it's fucking amazing. It's very, very quiet and low-key, and it's, most of the movie, it leaves you questioning whether any of the stuff that you think is happening, or if it's just the people on the submarine getting oxygen deprivation and hydrogen psychosis.
Interesting.
It was written by Darren Aronofsky, who wrote Requiem for a Dream and Pi and The Wrestler.
That guy's name. What is he doing now? That's...
He's doing
The Black
Wolverine.
Swan. Yeah, and he might be doing Wolverine.
That's
too.
What it is. Yeah, that's where.
He's amazing. He's one of my favorite directors. And it was directed by David Tui, who did Pitch Black.
Ooh.
And it's really good. It's really good. I would highly recommend that.
Below. Where's my pen?
Yes. And I mean, is there anything else you folks want to touch on in regards to, I mean, what are your plans for Halloween?
I think we're supposed to be going to a party the night before, a Scott Pilgrim themed Halloween party where everybody is going to be dressed as a Scott Pilgrim character.
That would be nice, except there's not that many of them.
Oh no, there is a lot of them.
But I mean,
if you read the books, there are quite a few.
I mean, are you folks going to be dressed up as like that random guy in the background at that one party in the first issue?
No, everybody's going to be, you know, like there's
the main characters.
There's seven evil exes. There's the four. There's the three members of Sexo Bomb. There's Ramona. There's Knives. They're Knives' friend. There's Young Neil. There's Wallace. There's all Wallace's boyfriends. There's Stacy Pilgrim, et cetera, et cetera. You can go down the list and just add people.
I guess.
We're hardcore, man.
Yeah, I'd say. I haven't even seen the movie or read the book.
No.
No.
That's right. You want your royalty check.
That is a fact. My plans are I'm going to dress up my 2-year-old daughter in a Flash costume and take her trick-or-treating.
What are you dressing up as?
I haven't decided yet.
You should dress up as an American.
It's just the, I guess, Barry suit.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Is there a difference?
There are multiple.
There
Flash
is now, but
no, I know there's multiple.
There
Flash,
was before when Wally was Flash. His costume was slightly different from Barry's.
Oh, it's so hard to discern, man. I think it was the lightning bolts on the waist or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was something I would not care about.
Yeah, like I never noticed it. I was like, he's wearing the same costume as far as I could tell. I would have liked to get the Kid Flash, the yellow and red. But
yeah, that
whatever. You get what you can find here. That'll
should dress her as Jesse Quick.
That's what I was. Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to tell everybody if they ask. Is that a boy or a girl? It's Jesse Quick. Jump. Trick or treat.
Is your wife dressing up?
Oh, probably. She's got her Batman costume.
Oh, so your whole family's going DC?
No, I'm gonna have to go something different, I think.
You can't fit into this. You can't undo it. You should dress up as like Batwoman.
Ooh, I have a bunch of Green Lantern rings. Maybe I can make that work.
Yeah, I did the Green Lantern last year. I am kind of not doing that thing again. Because it's like a one-piece costume. Hmm. Not a great idea when you're drinking.
Well, see, I'm thinking, if I was gonna, no, I could do Superboy, but I'm a little old. I mean, I'd have it just jeans, the Superboy shirt, and no hat, I guess.
I think he has the most function.
You mean the Connor Kent Superboy?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to take my earrings out.
He has the most functional superhero costume. Best costume. It's something that works in real life, and you don't have to say you're wearing it. A jeans and a
read,
t-shirt.
We're all dressing up as DC characters, you busted me.
Did you ever read Warren Ellis' Next Wave?
No.
No, I get that.
Oh, you should. You'd like that. That's up your alley in terms of, what I gather, of your sense of humor.
What?
But there's one character in it called The Captain, who you would be really easy to dress as. It's based in the Marvel Universe a little bit, too, but it also makes fun of it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the new universe when...
It's not new universe.
Oh, the next wave.
Next wave. It was a miniseries.
Okay, I don't know.
It's great. It's great. That's one of my favorite things Warren Ellis has ever done.
Every time I talk to you, I'm writing stuff down. I don't know why.
Stuart Immonen did all the art in it.
Oh, see, how do you miss something like that?
I don't even know who he is.
What? You've read his comics, man. You read Ultimate Spider-Man, do you not?
Yeah, I read a lot of stuff. That doesn't mean I pay attention to the writers and artists.
Oh, you,
you are what is wrong with comics.
Yes, very.
How is that possible?
Oh, Earl. I'm sad. Very sad.
You do the opposite of what I do. I only read certain creators. You don't even know who's doing them.
It's Batman. I'm buying it. That's all. That's all you need to know.
That's pretty much how it works.
Oh, you're going to change one day, man.
I don't even do that.
I mean, it's not that I always read Batman comics, but I usually just go to a comic store and I randomly pick out stuff to check out. I don't care who writes it. I didn't know Brian Michael Bendis wrote Powers until, I don't know when I figured that out.
You're just making yourself look worse, man. Stop right now.
What's wrong with Powers?
Nothing. I just pick stuff up and read it. I'm like, this is good. You should read this, even though, you know, you're reading already, what, 1, 2, 3 of his books?
Yeah, pretty much. Because, I mean, technically, I wouldn't have read I wouldn't have read Red Sun if I knew it was a Mark Millar book, because I don't like his writing, but it was a good story, aside from the fact that he wrote it. And Kick-Ass 2 kind of looks like it would be a decent story.
Meh.
Anyhow. Yeah, I'll say meh, because I read it, and meh. We'll see.
It looks like it can be a decent story. But
I'm the kind of guy who, you know, like, I won't knock something the first issue. Like, if it's a miniseries, you might as well get at least halfway before you decide.
I don't know. I used to be that way, but I blame DC for this with Trinity and Countdown, that I just kind of, like, if I feel like I'm not going to get anything out of it, I stop reading it.
But you read them all?
No, I read all of Countdown, because I always thought, you know what, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Then it got to, like, the halfway point. I'm like, you know what, I already made the commitment, I'll finish it out. And then Trinity kind of started off the same way, where it's like, okay, you know what, it's going to get better. And then, like, the first, I think they took Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman out of the story with, in, like, the first 10 issues, and I'm like, you know what, I'm done. And I kind of...
That was a good call, I'll tell you right
now.
And I almost did the same thing with Brightest Day, but it actually has gotten better.
I didn't bother reading that. I hated the end of Blackest Night so much, I was like, I'm out.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. That's why I stopped reading the X-Men after Messiah Complex. That and X-Men just gets weird to read. Mm. Anyhow, somehow comics always sneak into our podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Wonder why.
Yes, that... brings us to a close of another fine Nerds on the Rocks, episode 18.
Word up.
So for Anthony, who is not sleeping, but, you know, doing whatever he does.
Being quiet so his parents don't hear him.
Looking at Christopher Nolan's short film.
Shh, he's probably watching
apparently.
Porn.
Shh. He's looking at Christopher Nolan short films because he just posted one to Tumblr.
Nice. Eric and I'm giving my
okay.
So as always, we'll see you next time.
Peace out.